Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're glad to have an opportunity to talk with Kurt Leip, the CFO of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, to get his perspective on this whole situation involving Blue Cross Blue Shield and OSF hospitals ending up off their PPO network as of the beginning of the year. Kurt, thanks so much for your time.
Glad to talk with you, Will.
Take me back to the beginning. I guess if I understood what the OSF corporate official said yesterday, that there were some negotiations going on and then just kind of they turned unexpectedly. Is that right?
There were negotiations going on, and I believe there are still conversations going on. So this took us by surprise a little bit, but there's still quite a bit of time between now and January 1st, and so we're still very optimistic and confident that we'll work something out between now and then.
For the short term, though, what specifically happened here? Did I characterize it right when I said that all but one of the OSF hospitals will be off the Blue Cross PPO network?
That's correct. Our hospital in Alton, Illinois, is not included in all of this. Of course, we do have a hospital in Michigan, but that's Michigan Blue Cross, so that's not part of this either. All the rest of the Illinois OSF hospitals have been included in the termination notices.
And kind of what does that mean if this were to go through and, let's say, negotiations didn't ended up not being fruitful here?
Well, it would mean as of January 1st that the indicated OSF hospitals would no longer be in the Blue Cross PPO network, so services that were provided at those hospitals would be considered out of network, and the patient would have a higher out-of-pocket responsibility.
It sounds to me like maybe some of the confusion here may come from the fact that doctors that are a part of OSF and some of the other OSF services are not affected by this, right?
That's correct at this time, yeah.
So how do you explain this to the public?
Well, it is a bit complicated. I'm really focusing on the fact that we're still talking with Blue Cross, and I think it's in everybody's best interest that we reach some type of arrangement to continue to provide care. We've got a long history with Blue Cross, a good long history, and I'd hate to see that go by the wayside, and I really don't think it will. But of course, you know, healthcare is changing quite a bit, and as we move to more of a population health mentality, Blue Cross is doing the same thing. So I think it makes all the sense in the world for us to continue to talk and to try and get this all resolved.
It sounds to me like this, that if this were to go through, which we're all hoping it's not, obviously, but if it did, would it be bad for business, for lack of a better term?
Well, a significant portion of, we have a big Blue Cross business here, but I mean, it's not anywhere near our largest piece of business, but in terms of commercial insurance companies, it's quite large. But more importantly than that is, the whole line of services available to our people in markets such as this one that are available at St. Francis, and all the tertiary and quaternary services would no longer be available to them in central Illinois.
When you heard that this kind of was starting to take shape, what kind of went through your mind as an administrator? Was it kind of an oh no, or what were you thinking?
That's probably as good a characterization as any. I would hate to see the patients not have access to the things that they need to have access to. So that was probably my first thought is, you know, there's a lot of things that OSF does throughout central Illinois that are pretty unique to what we do.
A couple of our listeners said that they had already contacted Blue Cross Blue Shield and said that they've gotten a lot of calls like that on their end already, saying essentially what you did, that talks are still going on. For their part, Blue Cross Blue Shield didn't really want to be interviewed by us. Surprise, surprise. So is that Is that the only takeaway here? It sounded to me like, you know, before last week, everything was going fine.
The takeaway is, I guess, the biggest takeaway is we're still talking. And I think it's in OSF's best interest, Blue Cross's best interest, and most of all, I think it's in the best interest of our patients that we maintain access to all these services for them.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make sense to me that if on the one hand Blue Cross is saying we want to expand avenues for our coverage, you know, as far as we can, which led to the announcement by your competitor Unity Point that Methodist would be on their network January 1st. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to make sense to me that they would say on one hand, you know, we want to expand and get as many people covered and this and that, but yet take a very important hospital system all the way off their network.
I would agree with that, and I'm hoping that at the end of the day, that's what wins out here.
So where do you kind of go from here? Do you just wait for the talks or to continue, or from your standpoint, what can you do on a local level? Is it just sort of sit back and wait now?
That's probably about what we will do at the local level. We are talking to a lot of local employers and people that are interested and sharing this same message with them. But, you know, these are negotiations that will be resolved between the two entities, obviously between now and January 1st.
What kind of feedback have you heard from some of the other groups or people or patients or what or whoever that you've talked to at this point?
Well, we have patients that are Blue Cross subscribers that are, you know, very loyal to OSF and to St. Mary Medical Center in particular. And, you know, they would hate to see that relationship interrupted. And I keep telling them the same thing. We're still talking. There are other products that are available on the chance that this doesn't work itself out. But as I've, you know, said, and we'll probably keep saying, let's just keep moving the negotiations forward and see if we can work it out.
All right. Kurt, is there anything else you wanted to add that maybe we haven't touched on here already?
I don't think so. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, though.
Absolutely. And hopefully we'll talk again soon and hopefully under better circumstances.
That would be a nice conversation to have.
Absolutely. Kurt Leip, CFO of OSF St. Mary Medical Center, thanks again for your time. I know this probably isn't the first thing in the world you wanted to talk about, but we appreciate it.
Thank you, Will, very much.
Stay tuned. We'll check sports next on WGIL.